K1037 aims to bring Ganawage an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show. To ensure a wide range of opinions, K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Wataran, all of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dede Watarda, Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Len Stacey, and today we have the final three candidates for MCK elections, which will take place tomorrow. In studio with me today will be Lindsay Jacobs, Tanya Williams, and Carl Horn. So I guess we'll start off with welcoming Lindsay to the station. What is this, your fourth time coming in?
Yes, it's my fourth time being
on
the air.
So you're like a veteran now.
Fingers crossed, maybe.
So we'll get started. I guess let's start a little bit by telling us a little bit about yourself and who you are, in case there's people out there who may not know you.
Okay, my name is Lindsay Jacobs. I am the sixth daughter of the late Melvin Jacobs and Denise Jacobs, née Stacy. I graduated high school 25 years ago. I did 1 year of college and realized it was not for me. I worked around town for a little while and then realized I wanted to get into construction, where I did 1 year of general welding, 6 months high-pressure pipe welding, and I ended up moving to Brooklyn, where I went through 4361 apprenticeship program, where I graduated second in my class for 361. 18 years ago, I fell off the job, which ended my career and my dream. I ended up coming home about 7 years later, and I started working around town. I was doing book work and accounting for somebody in town, and decided that it was time for me to go get my certificate, which I did. I went to Nova, did the 18-month program, got my certificate, where I've been working at Case Populaire for the last 8 years after receiving my certificate. I've done volunteer in town. I was on the ABC board for 2 terms. The last term, I was the chair. I was on the financial board for St. Francis Xavier Mission for a few years. I was also the community member for the Cata Memorial Hospital short-term accreditation board in order for the hospital to be accredited. And for the last 4 years, my passion has been Dreams Take Flight, where more than 60 children from Ganawage have benefited from this program, where we raise funds to take children to Walt Disney World for 1 day so that they can forget their problems and just give them a day of joy. And that's basically who I am.
So I guess the next question, why are you seeking a position on council? What made you think of doing this? Even though I know it's in the blood.
Yes, I kind of grew up with a council around me. Actually, this is the third time I've been asked to run.
Oh.
The last 2 terms, people have asked me to run, and I said, no, I'm not ready. It's, you know, I wasn't ready for it. And in the fall, somebody had called me and asked me, and we start talking, and I started thinking about it more and more, and I thought about it. You know, I really want to know how MCK functions. What do they do on a daily basis? You know, basically what happens behind closed doors. Same reason why I went go work at the bank. I wanted to know what happened behind their closed doors. So how do you find out? You end up going work and you find out what goes on. And what I want to do is whatever portfolios I'm responsible for, you know, I will give my undivided attention, but I also want to give back to the community. And this is my form of giving back to the community, to give people a better understanding of what goes on behind those closed doors.
Okay. What are the issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately within the community? Because there's a lot of things happening. What are things that you see, and how would you handle them?
One is housing. There is definitely a shortage of housing within the community. You have multiple families living in one home or in apartments. You have people living in Chattahoochee, Montreal, like LaSalle, whatever else. You know, we need to come up with something for our community members to come back. You know, we need to more housing, whether it's apartments or their Hope Homes or whatever, something like that. You know, we also have to, you know, there's a lot that deals with the Hope Homes, because you do, it's one of those buy to own type deals, you know, and we have to make sure our community members have the money to like afford the mortgage and everything else, you know, and there is a shortage. I mean, I myself have a house that's for rent, you know, and I've had multiple people ask me, you know, and people are still asking me. I'm like, I'm sorry. I said, I already, you know, I already rented it, whatever, you know, and I feel bad because these people are trying to get out. They're trying to make a life for themselves and trying to grow and give back to the community and everything else. But there's no housing. You know, there needs to be something, whether we build more apartments or we get more homes, low income homes, something to help these people get on their feet.
Okay. Other issues?
The other one I was thinking about, and somebody had brought it up at Candidates Night, is the ambulance and the firefighters. They are all volunteer, you know, and these people are putting their lives out there, you know, whether it's the fires or ambulance, you know, and they're not getting paid. We need to come up and find money somewhere to start paying these people, you know, and it's, to me, they're a very important group within this community. Without them, we'd have nothing, you know. To me, we should find money somewhere to start paying them, get them the proper education and everything else they need, and to keep them up to date on all the processes and everything else that they need to stay up to date with all the programs.
Okay. Any other ones you want to chat about?
Not that I could think of. I'm kind of on the spot right now.
Why should community members vote for you?
To me, it's I bring a new outlook on some of the problems of the community. Like I said, the housing. You know, I want to give back to the community. And there's a lot of issues that need to be dealt with. And I think somebody new in there with different ideas and everything else can actually, you know, maybe bring it in a different direction or help move it forward, you know. With the housing, and my thing right now is I really want to help the elders.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I said it in my speech that I did hear that there was a community elder who lived off of HAMP for 2 weeks because that's all they could afford, you know, and it broke my heart. So what can we do for our elders to make sure that, yes, they are properly taken care of, that they have the proper food and nutrition, and, you know, you have some that are in the hospital. You have some that are living at home, you know, make sure that they're taken care of. That's my main, you know, I want to help them.
Okay. What is your vision for Gunawaga in the future, in the next 5-10 years?
I would like to see more students continue their education, whether it be college, picking up a trade or something. They need to be better educated so that they can be prepared to work not only in Gunawaga, but off reserve. I mean, there are only so many jobs within the community, and it's a fact. So we need to start preparing them to start working off the reserve, whether it's Montreal, Ontario, the States somewhere. We need to better educate them and have them prepared for the outside world, not just within the community.
Any other thoughts on a vision?
I'd like to see less youth off of welfare, and that's the whole education thing, because there's a high number of youth that are on welfare, and I think if we push them more for education, a trade or whatever, that will lower the numbers, and it'll give them a better sense of who they are and to give back to the community and, you know, a better lifestyle.
What are your thoughts in terms of, as a community, we've been saying we're going back to traditional government, and what's your thought on that, you know, MCK versus the traditional people, and that, you know, do you see that working in the future? Do you see that as something, or have ideas on what could be done in that area?
That's a hard one. It's a very hard one, because I understand that people do want to go back to our traditional ways and pull away from the government. At the same time, you have to ask yourself, where are we going to get the funding? Where are we going to get the money to cover education, health, everything else? I understand we want to go back to our traditional ways, but at the same time, the government owes this to us. You know, they owe us so much. And this is, I mean, they're slowly taking money away from us, but it's still funding we get. To me, if we are to go back to traditional ways, we need to first figure out how we're going to do it.
But do you think it's a possibility? Do you think it's something that could be done?
Not in my lifetime. it's a very long process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight or in 5 years, 20 years. It's something that it's going to take a long time because it is a big subject and there's a lot that has to do with it. It's not just, oh, well, we're going to not take the money from Quebec or Canada anymore. We're going to push away from them. We're going to go to traditional ways. Okay. Now you want to go to traditional ways. How are you going to function? What are you going to do? What is everybody's position? So it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It will take time. If it's something that the community wants to do, it's something we have to work for.
But I guess one of the things is like, you know, to start to work maybe with traditional people. But then, you know, council's always saying that there's separate council and services, and it's the services that's the link to the funding.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different look at it, you know.
Yeah, that's what's hard, you know. There's so much, you know, I don't know how to explain it. There's so much that needs to be done, and they are right. That is the funding and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Have a good weekend. No, just kidding. kidding.
You know, some of your thoughts on maybe some other portfolios. I don't know, language, culture, what would be some other ones? Addictions, that seemed to have been a hot topic
That was a hot topic.
You know, our wellness, our healing, where are we at? I don't know, just some thoughts.
That the community, a question was brought up at Candidates Night about the substance abuse, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whatever, and there's really no help within the community. And the person is right. Yes, we have KSCS, but they only do so much. We, as a community, need to start supporting each other, helping each other. We need to start coming back as a community. Take our differences, put them on the side, and say, you know what, we're done. You know, let's go back to being the way we used to be. We were one big family back in the day, you know. Look at 90. Take that for example, 1990. Prior to that, everybody was separated. But when that summer came around, everybody came together as one. Everybody put their differences aside, and we came as one strong community. And that's what we need to do again. We need to put our differences aside and come together once more, and that will make us stronger. And the stronger we are, the more we can move forward and we can pull away and tell everybody else this is who we are and we're not going anywhere.
Because I think that's a big struggle, right? You know, is our identity, but it's always the infighting sometimes that creates us not being able to accomplish things, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's, well, you have your ways, I have my ways, and nobody wants to compromise. And that is what needs to happen. Somebody needs to say, you know what, let's sit down, let's work on this. I'm willing to put my stuff on the side, you put your stuff on it, let's come back. And there is, this community is split, not just two ways, multiple ways. And in order for us to move forward, we need to heal and we need to come together, put our differences aside, and that's how we're going to move forward. Somebody needs to say, okay, let me be the first one to put everything on the side. Let's talk about this.
Do you see yourself doing stuff like that? Or do you ever consider that as a potential thing? I mean, I'm not saying every topic, but maybe there's something of interest that you would be and, you know, get people talking and, you know, come up with some solutions.
I was actually talking to my friend, and we were trying to figure out how to do certain things, like, because I lived alone, she lives alone, and we're like, nobody calls us. Nobody, you know, like, we were sitting there, like, we should come up with, like, a plan or something that if somebody, you know, like, I'll call you every other day, or you call me every, you know, and just to keep in touch and whatever else. I said, we were laughing because we said we need to figure out something to, for people that live alone, so that they feel like, you know, somebody's still out there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
true. We just haven't figured out how to do it yet. We've been talking for about 2 years where we've been trying to put this plan into place, and we just haven't figured it out yet.
Well, you have a few seconds left. Last pitch to the community.
I don't even know what to say.
Come out and vote.
Yeah, come out and vote for who you think would be the best 11 candidates to represent this community, whether it's myself or anybody else, because we all have different perspectives, different things to bring to the table. To all my fellow candidates out there, good luck. Mm-hmm. May the best person win.
Well, thank you so much for dropping in. Good luck tomorrow, and thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.